Yo, what's up? Welcome to Remember Blank, PlayStation Edition, your Patreon exclusive show where each and every week we remember a PlayStation greatest hit. I'm Blessing Adoye Jr. That's Greg motherfucking Miller. And today we're remembering SmackDown versus Raw, the series. Greg, do you remember SmackDown versus Raw?
I do, and I can't believe you're the one bringing this up and not me. You know what I mean? Yeah. I can't believe this is your episode of Remember Blank and not one of mine. Yeah, I never would have pegged you for bringing this
one
up.
Well, I'm saving No Mercy for you is the thing.
Well, that we don't do a Nintendo show, thank God.
Fuck.
You know what I mean?
We can break the rules for just 1 week.
We could.
We can turn the background red and do all that stuff.
Sit here and talk about goddamn.
Yeah.
Anyways, I remember SmackDown versus Raw quite well, I guess you could say. But honestly, not in the way so many people do. I've always found it interesting when we have the conversation, like, what is the best wrestling game of all time? And obviously, there's No Mercy, WrestleMania 2000, blah, blah, blah. SmackDown, just bring it. Here comes the pain. But then when people are like, oh, well, no, like, SmackDown versus Raw 10. Oh, yeah. No, 2K.
I'm like, 2007 is my year.
When you start getting into the annualization of it all, I mean, that's when I'm like, huh, I'm glad you picked the series. I know we talked about it on the last show, but it's like... For me, such a series thing rather than the one installment, even though there are standout installments.
Yeah.
But yeah, you figure this is the series that bridges me being a fan and, you know, growing up loving wrestling games and having them be such a part of my life going, you know, from N64 to, I mean, you can go to Genesis if you want, but like, I think really N64 when you're in the heyday of WCW, NWO Revenge, into WrestleMania 2000, into No Mercy. I mean, the acclaimed games like Warzone, then having that jump over to be SmackDown, just bring it, SmackDown, in the, here comes the pain, and then get it into SmackDown versus Raw being, you know, a crazy idea in the WWE, or as you're watching, let alone then a video game and how that all expanded out.
Yeah, for me, SmackDown versus Raw is the one that I picked, mainly because for me, that was the peak of when I got into wrestling games.
Sure.
It started of me going to cousins' houses or friends' houses and then them having like the N64 wrestling games. And I was so young and I was so like, hey, I just want to pick up the controller so I can pick Undertaker or whoever.
Sure. Yeah.
You know,
I
couldn't even tell you what the title of the game is, right? I'm just there to play as these characters and smack and like have them smack each other around or whatever. And I remember like, was Al Snow a wrestler?
Oh yeah.
Okay, because I don't know what game it was, but I remember picking it up and like being like, why does every game, like every wrestling game, start with Al Snow because his name was like high on the alphabet or whatever.
Love it.
But like I remember that being
the number one WWE superstar.
Yeah. And I don't know shit about Al Snow. I've never once seen like the live action version of Al Snow. I just seen like his pixelated like 64-bit character.
He had a mannequin head that he called Head that he brought out to the ring. And then,
oh,
you know,
because
everybody, and then he could sell shirts that said everybody wants head.
That's really good.
You know what I mean? Yeah, and he wrote help backwards on his forehead. His whole thing was that he was like, you know, mentally unstable. That was his whole deal. The big boss man and him feuded, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the big boss, he had a dog named Pepper. This is what Al Snow had. He had a chihuahua named Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
And in the storyline, of course, big boss man killed Pepper and fed him to Al Snow. So
Jesus Christ.
If you think that's bad, big boss man feuded with Big Show. Mm-hmm. Interrupted Big Show's father's funeral and dragged the casket away. drove a car dragging the casket with the Big Show on top of the casket.
Okay, well, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Wrestling's
like,
awesome.
Wrestling's dope, and this was the era where I just realized I don't have my battery plugged in, but this is the era where I would tune into wrestling here and there, but I would never follow the storylines again.
Like, super into it.
Yeah, like I was young. I was like probably like 8, 9 years old. I'll peek in and like be like, oh yeah, okay, Undertaker was always the cool
always
thing.
There.
And then I would say like see The Rock and like the Stone Cold and the bigger stars, and I would identify those in the video game. And I'm like, oh, this is so cool that I'm getting to play as these guys. And it wasn't until a bit later on where I would go to my friend Addison's house. Addison is the friend that would let me borrow all of his video games. So he was the one that let me borrow Metal Gear Solid 3 and Shadow Colossus in the same week. He was also the one that let me borrow SmackDown, Just Bring It for like a week. I brought it home. And that was the one where I was like, oh, this is really cool because it is like one when I'll play that at his house, he would beat my ass because I didn't know how to counter.
Yeah,
like, I didn't know to press triangle or whatever square to counter moves. But I'll take it home, learn how to play, but then also get the idea of like who all these different wrestlers were, right? And get a little bit more familiarized, and then really get into the idea of, oh snap, like there's a backstage area. Oh, I can take people like across the street to like a club or whatever. Like, oh man, like wrestling games are really cool. And then it was a few years later on where SmackDown versus Raw, the first one came out. Borrowed that from Addison. I was like, yo, this is even cooler. Like, these games are getting like more and more packed in with content. And I remember, like, the big thing that was a mind blower as a young child, or at this point I was like probably like an early teenager.
But, like, I was a full blown fucking adult.
Yeah, no, I was 20 years old. No, I was like what 13 or something. And it was like the bra and panties match was the thing where I was
sure,
like,
of course.
Oh my god, are you serious? Like, I can do that. And that was a very big thing. And then fast forward to me finally, like at Best Buy, being like, you know what, man. Let me pick up this game.
Hell
buy this
yeah.
game. It was SmackDown versus Raw 2007 that I brought home.
Okay.
And there, like, every now and then we have the conversation of if you were to platinum a game before like trophies were around,
sure.
like, what game
sure.
would you have platinumed? And for me, SmackDown versus Raw 2007 is one where, without a doubt, I would have platinumed that game if that game had trophies, because I did every single thing that was available to me in that game. I'm going to rewind it back, right?
Please do.
And I want to jump into like reviews and stuff at the time, right? So SmackDown vs. Raw, the original game that started off the SmackDown vs. Raw series, that originally released November 2nd, 2004. Of course, it was the start of the wrestling series that came out on PS2. As a Metacritic of 80, at the time, Jeremy Dunham at IGN gave it an 8.4 out of 10 and says, playing WWE SmackDown vs. Raw definitely left me with some internal conflict. While I was more than satisfied with the improvements made to an already excellent gameplay mechanic and happy that THQ decided to bring back all the same match types I enjoyed so much last year, I felt pretty disappointed that the online mode was so underutilized and that features from Here Comes the Pain were detached to make room for newer technology. On the same token, I was extremely impressed by the added flexibility given to all of the game's creation modes, be they wrestler, belt, or pay-per-view. And love the beautiful visual presentation that Yuke's managed to put together. Sadly, the wrestler voiceovers seemed rushed and limited, and didn't add as much to the presentation as it should have. At the end of the day, though, it's gameplay that's king. And in the case of WWE SmackDown vs. Raw, gameplay is something that it has in spades. It may not offer the same level of improvement that Here Comes the Pain did when compared to its previous incarnation, but for diehard wrestling fans out to complete their collections, they can certainly do a lot worse than this. I just hope that next time, Yuke's can take the great game that it's assembled this year and turn it into the classic game that it could be. Again, that's Jeremy Dunham in 2004 at IGN. So me fast-forwarding back to the SmackDown vs. Raw 2007, which is the one that I got super into,
yeah.
right? Like, for me, it was all the options. And for me, that I think that's ultimately what a lot of wrestling games come down to, is, like, what are the ways that I can customize my experience and really, like, define the way I play? What do the creator wrestler modes look like? What do the create, like, for in the example of SmackDown vs. Raw, create a belt mode, which I don't think was around for 2007, but even, like, create a finisher was a thing
sure.
in, like, 2008
sure, sure, sure,
or
sure,
09.
Sure.
Like, what were the modes that they added that got me super in? And for me, it was, oh, I can make my own wrestler, make their moveset, create an entrance, and really customize, like, oh, this is, I'm creating an entire personality, entire yeah. persona here that got me super invested. And I remember doing that. I remember going as far as to going online and going on websites that were, hey, this character isn't in this game. This wrestler isn't in the game. Here's a whole formula so you can create Jeff Hardy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I remember doing that and getting super invested, creating like my ultimate roster, because of course, at this time I am watching wrestling, like, religiously. This is like John Cena versus Randy Orton era of
sure,
wrestling.
Sure, sure.
And so, like, I'm seeing these wrestlers, I'm seeing Jeff Hardy make a comeback, and I'm like, oh, I want to play as these guys. And so I'm going back, I'm creating all these guys, and I'm just getting lost in it, right? Playing through the story mode multiple times with different creator wrestlers. Playing through the manager mode, where I'm like managing my own SmackDown show,
the GM mode,
the GM yeah, mode. Yeah, that's yeah. what it is. Yeah, doing all that and having just a blast with it. But yeah, to take it back to you, right? Like, I don't know, Mercy is probably your bag, and like I know
of
there
course.
Are certain wrestling games that you bring up over
yeah.
and over again. Is there anything SmackDown vs. Raw in particular that you have any memories of?
Well, I mean, like, you know, it's funny because you're reading from Dunham's review that then becomes Dunham's review for 2007.
Mm.
And then, you know, I'm hired after that game. Like, I become the IGN wrestling guy and go on my tear of what I have SmackDown. I pulled them up here, right? So it's, yeah, WWE SmackDown versus Raw 08. Then it's 09. Then it's 10. Then it's 11, right? And then I think that's when I pass it to Rich George for a little bit, but I come back for something. But it's like, I had this run where that was my beat, you know what I mean? Where it was covering those games and going through those games and trying to figure it out, you know, again, I think you heard me talk about it with 2K23 and talk a bit about, like, hey, you know, I think annualized sports games get a bad rap. We know how hard they work on them. It is just this 9-month turnaround. I think that's where that appreciation really comes from here, where it's like Dunham's review, right, for SmackDown versus Raw calls out like, yo, Here Comes the Pain was such a step up from the version before it, but this one isn't that big of, it's actually lost some things, right? It's because how do you keep that fresh and how do you go in there and how do you change and how do you build and how do you, you know, take things away to then make them better or not that played much and yet it, like, it's such an interesting balance. That's why I think they all run together for me so much, and because I was granular with each one of them to the point that it was more about where the series was and where the franchise was for it. But I mean, for me, it was always, you know, the, I don't want to say shock of it all, but like seeing ECW properly represented. That was always such a big deal for me because, you know, growing up and you know, then becoming a high school, you know, a born again wrestling fan in high school, like so many of my friends during the Attitude Era, like, you find ECW and you love ECW, and ECW, you know, is the third franchise for all these things. It never gets to the, it's always about to go out of business. You know, they, when WWE jumped over to being with the THQ series, right, and doing the AKI games and then the Ux games, then you figure Acclaim picks up ECW and makes two really bad ECW games that are so like out, and it's like, oh, so it was so cool to get these games and be able to see the actual ECW championship in it, to see Rob Van Dam in it, to see the Dudleys, you know what I mean, to like see realization of those things I never thought I'd see in the game, right? And see it for me, you know, GM mode obviously is often flaunted as being so awesome. It was incredible to have that. The created wrestler, again, to your point, right, like I would say I suck at creator wrestling now, right? And granted, it's, you know, how much time do you have to give to something and how much time do you want to spend something, which is why I wrestle as Roger in the new game, right? Because I just went into the defaults. I'm like, hey, this guy looks enough like Roger, or I can suspend disbelief and I don't spend an hour of my time that I don't have much of doing it. But I remember, like, you know, for the No Mercy games, you know, WrestleMania 2000, like, creating all the whole Backyard Wrestling Federation in them. And it was that thing, of course, that those games only looked so good. So I was like, oh man, you got a shirt that looks like my shirt. Like, this is, I glance at this and it's me. I understand that that's me, right? And you look at how that all escalated and developed into this, and then into the photorealistic stuff of upgrading. And then Barrett, I sent to Assets, you know, a tweet that went out last night or whatever, right? Of this, from this guy, person, WWE 2K23, or it should be called the Golden Era of CAW creation. These are absolutely, and you look at that John Moxley from, you know, ECW, Cesaro, right? Daniel Bryan, click one over, maybe two. Yeah, you know, Sasha, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, the fact that you, that all evolves into this, where that can look so good, that CM Punk can look that fucking good, is incredible. And that all has that, those origins in here. It's like wrestling games, WWE games, right? Like, definitely can be stale and get stale and yada yada. And it's like, that's why I'm so thriving right now of just enjoying 2K23 after enjoying 2K22, which I thought would, you know, not never happen, but I was so caught off guard by. Like, you look back at these things and it is that idea of like how fucking cool it was to have SmackDown versus Raw, right? To how to see those evolutions and those changes and have them bring people in. Like, it's always been neat to see how these games go.
1000%. Now ask the audience what some of their memories of SmackDown vs. Raw have been, and I got quite a few write-ins. I'm going to start off with, god damn it, I forgot the names again. This person writes in and says, and wants to talk about SmackDown vs. Raw 2008, and says, yo, I remember making D-Generation X the mainstay of my GM mode, had Randy Orton even join them. I wish these newer GM modes would take notes from the 2006 to the 2008 era. Somebody else wrote in to write about SmackDown vs. Raw 2007 and says, the pure chaos that was the Money in the Bank match. My cousins and I would get two multi-taps for PS2, which would allow up to six players to play, and spend ungodly amounts of time running our superstars into the ground until someone finally snuck up the ladder and won. They don't make couch co-op games like this anymore. And then Soft Lock Jake writes in for SmackDown vs. Raw 07 for the PSP and says, SmackDown vs. Raw 2007 was the first game I got with my PSP. I never liked wrestling, so I have no idea how I ended up with it. But oh my, did it take up my whole life for a year. As a kid, it was the first time I played a sports simulation game, so I thought I was mature for playing it. The way they included wrestling history and the extras got me interested in learning more about WWE. That game single-handedly turned me into a wrestling kid from 2007 to 2008. Then my UMD broke, and I haven't watched wrestling since. Now, as an adult, I've never gotten back into wrestling or wrestling games outside of the occasional Royal Rumble viewing with my friends who are into it, but I will always look back at SmackDown vs. Raw series with weird nostalgia, and anytime I get into a conversation where wrestling trivia comes up, most of my knowledge comes exclusively from that game. Maybe I should allegedly find a copy of it online somewhere and get back to it. And it's funny, I have booted up SmackDown vs. Raw 2007 recently, allegedly, on my Steam Deck.
Yeah.
And it's fun going back because, like, it is that weird thing of your memories over time, like, turn into something else where, like, I tried playing it. And I was like, I'm just going to go back and play the new WWE 2K22 game. But
it was funny when I allegedly played No Mercy on my Steam Deck. And it was that thing of, like, oh, yeah, and the branching paths and how cool the story was. And I'm playing, I'm like, oof, okay.
But, yeah, when I played it, the things that I did appreciate about it, though, is, like, wrestling is such a... you know, unique thing in terms of how your actions in the ring and like the norms of like what happens in a wrestling match where I can't imagine how difficult it is to capture wrestling gameplay in a video game. And I, to the credit of the modern 2K games, 2K22 and 23, I feel like they've done a very good job of like the different elements of like even things as simple as rolling out of the ring because I got taken down and like, you know, catching my breath. Like that's the thing where I'm like, I wouldn't even thought about that as a developer. Like how do you capture moments like that, and I think they've done a good job in the
even the way that I you look at 2K23 and like the health system, right, of starting with a green bar, it goes, you whittle it down to red, then it, you know, the more you chip away at it, you can't go all the way back up to what it was. Like there's something about the pacing of that actually I feel mimics matches that I've noticed, where it is like sometimes I'll start a match and like AI has my number and it's just beating the shit out of me. But it's not like, oh, this is going to be a flawless victory for them. It is that idea of like, all I need is a reversal and get my own head of steam, momentum, get him out of the ring, catch my breath. Like you can change and have those real momentum swings to it that I think are really fascinating.
And one of the things I appreciate about SmackDown vs. Raw 2007 in particular is they had a very interesting grapple system where I believe in that game it's like right analog stick for like for different grapples. If you hold... and I might butcher this because it's been so long, but I believe if you hold R1 and you hit a direction with the right analog stick, you do different kinds of grapples. Where and like
that
it is like
familiar,
yeah, like the I don't know what they're called because I'm not that advanced in my knowledge, but like you hold them a different way, you hold them a different way, and like that'll then link you to different types of moves.
The chains, I do remember the different kind of chain attacks that you can do,
and like people, and you can reverse it, and that'll then activate like a different type of grapple and. I appreciate the amount of thought they put into like, okay, how do we really get into like the idea of the back and forth of a wrestling fight? I like in 2007 they had a stamina system as well.
Yeah,
that was fairly aggressive, but also I think it was additive. Like in the new 2K game, they've added a stamina system that I think helps. Right, of like, hey, I'm dominating this match, but I can't just run all over the place. Like I gotta take a bit and like breathe so that I can continue getting back into the match. There was that. I like the In 07 again, there's a when you pick your character, they have an option to pick dirty or clean to then like that'll then lend to your play style in the match to where if you pick dirty for your wrestler, if you do more dirty moves, that'll then fill up your bar faster to get your finisher. Like I very much appreciate the different angles they look at in terms of how do we make this wrestling game hit like a wrestling game.
Yeah.
And it's cool to still see that happening, right? Even in 2K23. Like, it feels like they're still experimenting with those systems in ways where it's like, all right, what can we do that's different, that's interesting, that's fun? And yeah, now shout out to the OG SmackDown vs. Raw games, the series. Next week, Janet Garcia is picking the game that we're remembering. And she's picking Ratchet & Clank. I gotta pick it back up because I lost it. Ratchet & Clank Size Matters. The PSP.
Well, her love of the PSP is unstoppable, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
That's a bit.
Hell yeah. Of course, you can write into kindoffunny.com/rememberblank with your memories of Ratchet and Clank Size Matters. Until next time, I've been Blessing. That's been Greg Miller, and it's been our pleasure to serve you.